Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, February 15th. Tesla has started unlocking the rear heated seats on Model 3 Standard Range and Standard Range Plus models. Part of Tesla's strategy for keeping costs low is to install hardware for a number of features, such as supercharging, autopilot, and more, and then letting the buyer decide if they wish to pay additional costs to activate them. For a $300 cost, the user can activate this latent feature with an over-the-air upgrade. Tesla has updated their Model S and X offerings with higher range numbers. The Model S is now up 17 miles, currently listed at 390, and the Model X is now up 23 miles, now listed at 351 miles of range. In addition, the Model S Long Range Plus now comes standard with the new 19-inch Tempest wheels. This represents an increased range of about 4%. Tesla vehicles are now confirmed to be used in Elon Musk's Boring Company Project Loop to create an electric people mover near Las Vegas' massive convention center. The company recently broke through a concrete wall, completing the excavation for the first of two one-way tunnels. In a press release about the milestone today, the LVCVA said, quote, "The system will allow convention attendees to be whisked across the sprawling campus in just over 1 minute, free of charge in all-electric Tesla vehicles," close quote. Elon Musk recently said that he expects the project to be completed by the end of 2020. Following its stock offering announcement yesterday, Tesla has announced the price at which the shares are going to be sold, and it's a significant discount over the current stock price. On Thursday, Tesla announced a new stock offering of up to 3 million shares, and they announced that this offering is going to be priced at $767 per share. A considerable discount, considering the current stock price is $800 per share at the time of recording. In Europe, Tesla is starting to add third-party charging stations to its in-car navigation on top of its own superchargers and destination chargers. The move comes after Tesla adopted the CCS standard for its European vehicles, which makes it a lot easier for owners to access third-party charging stations. Unfortunately, in the US and Canada, Tesla still uses its own charge connector. Tesla is starting to force new software updates on owners who have been resisting them as the company threatens to soon remove some functionalities. Despite some owners expressing a desire to retain such features as an older autopilot version, older user interfaces, and in some cases older charging capability, Tesla released this statement, quote, "In order to maintain compatibility with and access to connected vehicle features, this vehicle requires a software update to at least version 2019.40.2.3. If not updated prior to the 1st of May 2020, this vehicle may no longer be able to receive over-the-air software updates, access Tesla mobile app and associated features, utilize voice commands, receive streaming media content, and other connectivity-dependent features may be impacted." Close quote. The Allen Day Group, a network of three UK dealerships, says that it has the first 35 all-electric Volkswagen ID.3 cars that will arrive around March 28th or 29th. This is according to a financial website, thisismoney.com. The previous expected delivery day was listed for summer of this year. Volvo Trucks launched their electric heavy-duty semi-truck program in California this week. Nicknamed Volvo Lights, Volvo invited Electrek Jamie Dow for a quick drive of the VNR electric semi-truck. In ride behavior, gone is the lurching, jerking feel of gear shifts, and the gear shifting was quite imperceptible, with power being smoothly handed from one motor to the other. This made the ride so much more pleasant than one would expect of a truck. Now, it took turns well, too, much better than its weight would suggest. Now, the cab interior is a relatively standard affair that should be familiar for most truck drivers. Now, given the great visibility, backup camera, lack of gear shifts, the precise control on throttle, the VNR Electric should be easy to drive in tight spaces. Now, Volvo has been working on their VNR Electric truck for about a year and plan to start selling them to customers at the end of 2020. Porsche has started deliveries of the Taycan 4S, which is the less expensive version, starting at only $104,000. Now, a Taycan forum member reported on his delivery at the Porsche factory yesterday, quote, "Today I was in Stuttgart and picked up my new Taycan 4S baby directly from where it was born at the Porsche factory. After driving home, I can tell all the other Taycan enthusiasts here in this forum, expect nothing less than your wildest dreams come true as soon as you drive your own Taycan." Close quote. Alongside Bosch, Ford Motor Company has developed a virtual reality training tool to begin training technicians on the upcoming Mustang Mach-E electric crossover. Dave Johnson, director of Ford Service Engineering Operations, said, quote, "Technicians will be immersed in a simulated and gamified world, meaning they won't need to rely on actual Mustang Mach-E vehicles to learn about its components," close quote. Technicians will don an Oculus Rift VR headset and then perform service tasks on the EV, such as removing and installing the battery pack. And in Electrek's Climate Crisis Weekly and Green Energy Brief, scientists on an Antarctic expedition found that chinstrap penguin populations have plummeted 77% in 50 years. According to a new study by MIT researchers published in Nature, half of pollution deaths in the U.S. occur in states where the pollution didn't start. It's the first study to quantify mortality results. A decade-long study of the Amazon rainforest has found that around 20% of the forest has become an emitter of greenhouse gases instead of carbon sink. Now, this is due to deforestation because growing trees absorb carbon, but dead trees emit carbon. United Nations Development launched an interactive climate change game called Mission 1.5 Degrees on Thursday. It's interactive, country-specific, and they've managed to make a serious topic both educational and fun. Delta Airlines spends $1 billion to offset its greenhouse gas emissions, and the country of Egypt is building a factory that will turn rice straw into wood. The finished product will reduce emissions and contain no formaldehyde, which is a carcinogenic. Japan's first commercial-scale offshore wind farm project has reached financial close. The $904 million project is being developed by Akita Offshore Wind Corporation. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, North Carolina-based electric bicycle company M2S Bikes has just unveiled its updated 2020 all-terrain R750. Improvements include an adjustable air front fork, and new tire options, and new battery options, capping out at 1,000 watt-hours. The frame has been improved with a variety of size options and a starting price of $1,299. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.